Oh, what's up?
Say,
what's going
yo.
On? Oh, whoops. Hello, everybody. God damn, we've had a million issues. Welcome back to an all-new episode of The Bathhouse Live here from the Stan Comedy Club and Green Room. I apologize to all the live viewers tonight for us starting so late. The Green Room was packed full of people, for one, and I'm not about kicking people out, nor am I just not going to be doing that. And then we also had some technical issues. It's been 2 weeks since our last episode, because I was in Canada, and there was also other technical issues at the ass, but we are back, and we are joined by Derek Drescher,
Raj
Suresh,
yep,
Brandon Truso.
What's up?
Hell Thank yeah. you, everybody, for joining me today.
Yes.
We have an excellent episode. I'm glad to be back. It's the second last episode of 2023. You guys had a good 2023?
Yeah.
So you good, know yeah. this, you know this, you don't know this.
Okay.
So basically the format of the show, people will call in sometimes.
Yeah.
All you need to know is that you can hang up on them whenever you want. You don't need a reason.
That's all you need to know.
You don't need a reason. There's going to be a red button. By the way, Gilly, we're working on getting... We had someone fabricate us like a red button that you like smash.
I bet you we push that thing and then we all just...
Yeah,
so we definitely need a
Gilly
smash.
We
need a smash button for
Gilly
sure.
The kid.
Gilly made us this like pretty sick button and we're working on it. And then
does
shout
it make
out
a
to
sound?
Our producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover.
Does the smash button make a sound?
Are we leaving? I don't think the smash button makes a sound.
It should.
No, but that's a good idea. And then we got this fancy water from you.
Yeah, dude. I went to dinner before I
Which
came
is
here. My buddy works at a restaurant, La Mano.
There's like something. It's like a real soft water.
It's a soft.
Shout out to everybody gifted memberships, by the way.
Chewy water. It's a little chewy.
There's something crazy to it.
It's
chewy.
It's carbonated chewy water.
It's called Vichy Catalan.
Mm. Yeah, it's very
How much
good.
Is one of a bottle of this?
Dude, I don't know. He just gave it to me.
I bet it's
I hope their owners aren't
fucking
listening.
Fucking gay, if you ask me.
This
gay right. ass
you know what
water.
This tastes like?
Super cultured dye, Derek, we have on the pod.
Yeah. I feel
Super
like if
cultured.
You were like
it's
a
It's very
bottle.
Viscous.
Sorry there's no cum in the water.
Yeah. No, dude, there's definitely cum in this.
You know what this is? Like
it's salty and thick.
This is what it tastes like. Is if a bunch of like super models.
This is coming.
If a bunch of supermodels hung out in a hot tub,
this
and then they took
drinking.
The water. No,
that's
this
nasty.
Is the water.
Like oh, this is the water
from the. We're drinking
hey,
the supermodel hot tub water.
That's what we've always said we wanted to do. I would drink her bath water. Bathhouse. Right. That's
gotta,
why we're doing it.
We got a call.
All right,
first call of the night. Please work. Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's up? I know who this is. Tony Scarboni.
I volunteer's tribute. Test the button.
We don't have the button.
We don't have the button yet,
on.
Dude.
What's going on?
Oh,
behind
you don't
you,
have
dude?
It?
No.
No.
I'm in a fucking mall of the chaos right now.
What are you in the Surrey
mall
right now?
What is this, 1989?
Yeah, I'm trying to get gifts for people that I can't afford, you know. Yeah.
This insane water what's going on right now.
Dude, just see somebody who buys something that you want to that you're supposed to get from somebody, follow them to their car and rob them. What's the matter with you, dude?
We're not all from the streets, Derek.
Hey, buy him some Vichy Catalan water. That's a good Christmas
gift. Wild, though.
Vichy Catalan. It tastes like lime and salt and
doesn't
thickness.
Taste like lime, but I think that it tastes like pool water.
It reminds me of the days
like
when
really
I was a young boy in India drinking untreated water filled with
people talk
jaundice
about,
and
this
put
will
Hep
make
C.
you gay for sure, 110%.
Dude, why are you drinking it fast then?
chugging that shit, dude.
Mm. I asked Brandon, I was like, is this the last of it? He's like, no, there's two more bottles.
No, I got another bottle.
I think this one glass of that is enough.
Hey,
for me.
Did I ever tell you how to choke in New West?
What's that? I can barely hear you there, Tony Chris Scarboni.
Did Lev ever tell you how show went in U.S.?
Which show? He did multiple.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Why did you go see him?
I went and it was horrible. Well, I actually.
Wait, who did he see?
Lev. Lev was just. He lives in New Westminster, B.C., where the House of Commons.
Oh, dude.
Lev's
the
not
one
here to
that
defend
we
hold
on this past week. No, I agree. I agree with Tony. No, Jesus. Fucking Lev needs a fucking taste of his own medicine. You know, I love the guy. I love him to death. He's like a brother to me, but Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Which show did you go to?
He went to all of them. He went to the 7, the 9, and the 11. And each one was worse than the last.
It was, like, you know how long you say that.
Lev was up there humping the stool.
I can't wait till I start going on tour and Derek's fucking doing podcasts about me.
Talking shit, people calling in to Derek's
No, I
podcast.
Love Lev, but no, Lev just fucking, he destroys everyone all the time, and he needs a little taste of his own medicine.
He does like to destroy people.
Yeah. Nobody funnier than Lev in the Hang.
Yeah,
if only he could transfer that to stage, then he would be... He would be phenomenal.
He just needs more than 12 people to perform to.
Well, bro, I mean, he should have just sat down with you guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
And had a conversation.
I think that would have been...
I will say this though, Lev is an honest guy because some comedians would have gone on the road and you're like, "How was the show?" And they'd be like, "Sold out."
Yeah.
And Lev said, "He goes, yeah, there was like some of the shows were like not that many people. There's not that many people there." Here's the thing. Okay, so
I think he did 9 shows and sold 300 tickets throughout for the whole 9
this
shows.
This is New Westminster is weird.
How big's the room?
So New West
300 people.
This is in 3,000. You ever been to Vancouver?
No, I don't even have a Canadian visa. I'm an immigrant like you.
They won't even let you in.
I've got to file for a Canadian visa.
Right, you got to get a visa.
Tony, you laughed, right?
I laughed?
You laughed, right, Tony?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. I mean, look, it's hard to get
some... That's a fucking no,
it's
dude.
It's hard to get some... That's a big room.
That's a big no.
So this used to be this comedy club.
What do I do? What do I do? What am I supposed to say yes to?
Okay. Thank you. Right.
Well, dude, so much. 12 people in a 300-person room, I'd want to blow my brains
out.
So
Vancouver has this weird quirk, and Canada is just a shitty country in this regard.
All right.
Canada will burn.
Vancouver had the Olympics like recently. They're a huge city.
Yeah.
They currently don't have a comedy club.
What city is this?
Vancouver, British Columbia.
They have a ski jump.
What's the population of Vancouver?
A million?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's fucking
800,000, a million?
It's like the California of Canada.
They don't have a fucking comedy club. The only comedy club they have is the House of Comedy, which is a great chain of clubs, but it's in this New Westminster. It's the equivalent of being in Westchester. You're not in the city.
Man, fuck Vancouver.
No, Vancouver's great. Great city, but anyways, it's weird. And it's like this giant theater.
Fuck Vancouver.
Anyways, you heard it here first from Tony Scarboni. Shitty show. Lev, you're done, Lev.
Hello. Your goose is cooked, Lev.
Hung up.
We got a phone call and they hung up. They hung up on us. They pulled a fucking
Sometimes they get gun shy, you know?
Yeah.
This water is insane.
I know. I'm a huge fan of it.
Dude, have you talked about how your Instagram got nuked?
Have I talked about it?
Yeah.
A million times.
Oh, okay.
Have I talked about it? Yeah.
Did you tell everybody what you're doing? The fucking illegal...
All the sexual solicitation?
The illegal underground community you're involved in now?
Trying to get my fucking Instagram back?
He's got to fly to Russia. You have to email somebody and they don't even give a fuck. You're trying to help?
Yeah.
That's probably why it's not working.
Hello.
Thank you for calling the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
You will never get your Instagram back.
Hey, you're just speaking to somebody from the Racist Live Chat. I was just calling.
Shout out to the Racist Live Chat.
Racist Live Chat.
RLC in the building.
I was just calling to see if. I was just calling to see. Y'all don't have no issues with the internet tonight at the stand, correct?
From what I understand, no. The technical issues were that I keep a bag here of all my gear, and then literally there was no HDMI cable. Someone took the HDMI cable out, so then last minute we're like, oh, shit, we don't have an HDMI cable, which we need to...
I heard a rogue homosexual got into the sound room and just fucked with the wires.
That's why they left this water here.
Chewed through the wires.
They left this bottle of water.
It's not the internet's fine now here, from what I understand. I guess we'll see. But
yeah.
We're using it as we speak.
Oh, I crack myself.
So, yeah, you're a funny guy.
Can I ask you a question?
So you're telling me that your internet works on Wednesday nights, but not Monday night?
Oh, you're talking about Skanks. Yeah. Well, no, it did not work before. Like, that was correct a couple weeks ago. I don't know about now. Why are they
saying... Oh, you're talking about the Skanks live feed going out.
Yeah, it didn't work a couple weeks ago. Are they still saying it's not working?
No, now they just play it on Tuesday.
Well, that's because
they do live pre-tape. Oh. Live to tape. That's like a new term for some Jewish shit.
Well, yeah.
Where can you watch?
Yeah, hey, brother.
Say more.
Brothers, let it out.
Keep going.
This is the place to let it out.
Yeah, keep going, dude.
Let's hear it.
That's it.
That's it?
I can keep going. Yeah. But you might be cursing us.
Tell us your feelings about Louis Jew Gomez.
We might not want to hear it. The J's for Jew.
That's what I call him.
The J's for Jew. Who knows, though? Maybe we don't get through this podcast.
He'll be doing Skanks from Jamaica next week, so...
They have great internet in Jamaica. Louis is no longer a rattlesnake. He is now an octopus. So he's a Puerto Rican octopus.
Wow.
Yeah. The octopus.
I don't know. That's
Octopussy. Remember that girl got Greta Thunberg? Because apparently that's like the big racist trope for Jews is the octopus because they're controlling everything.
With their
arms.
I fucking hate everything.
I like that. Yeah, I know. No, I like.
I love everything. That's
a, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you know what? Thing? I'm Jewish and I'm really up on top of this stuff. And even that one, I hadn't
heard
of.
This is fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder
what
the Indian fish stereotype is. Like tuna? I don't know. We're just like
Indian fish.
The chicken of the sea. We're just everywhere all the time.
Yeah, what do they say about Italians?
Greaseballs.
Greaseball, meatball fucks. Yeah.
I call you guys WAPs. That's I know my what favorite you call one. That's
most most of the racism committed against Indians right now is actually from you.
From Jews? Yeah.
From
no.
you.
No.
Okay, do you even know what WAP means?
What's it short for?
You, know what, you don't even know what WAP means?
Without papers, right?
What's it mean?
It means without papers. It's when you came from Ellis Island and you didn't have papers.
Good. Wait, but isn't without
they
one word?
They would stamp your card and said WAP.
Without papers?
You think they just did that to Italians?
You fucking.
They just the Italians didn't have papers.
I mean, the Italians were the worst at that time.
Worst at what?
You guys were just horrible people. You were horrible.
I don't know, man.
Horrible immigrants that came here.
Yo, but they're making movies about us.
Yeah,
they are.
They're making the movies. About us. Thanks, bro. He loves Italian.
I know. That's like the same thing as rap music.
Hey,
you know you.
What's wrong with rap?
So the thing is this: the industry is going to make money off of these minorities, however they can. So
and who's
yeah,
the one? What we'll groups do, are we'll, making the money?
Hey, don't it's hate Indian the player, style, hate the game.
The CIA created hip hop.
The CIA created hip hop.
They created crack. They created hip hop.
They didn't create crack.
No, seriously, think about it.
I'm thinking
the black.
Here
the
we go.
Music created by black.
Now it's a podcast, baby.
Yeah. Okay. No. Keep going.
The blacks.
I'm gonna go.
I want to hear this.
The music created by blacks.
Okay.
Was what is it? Jazz, and then country and bluegrass, and then Motown, and then R&B.
You fucking pandering piece of.
And then it was
true.
It was all good music, and then somehow the Bronx created this boogie, joogie, whatever it is, beat hip hop music, and some Jew found it, and then the CIA pushes it, and this music does nothing but promote drugs, violence, promiscuity, and financial scheming.
Homosexual.
Yo, this guy's got a pet octopus for sure.
Oh. And that Jew's name was Lior Cohen, everybody. That was that Jew's name.
The irony that he sounds mad about music that makes you do drugs and violence.
How funny was it
sounding drugged and violent is hilarious.
It seemed like
he's
like
playing Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
He's like sticking up for the black people. He's like, and then they made this hippity bibbity boogie woogie.
Yo. That's my favorite album.
Higgity, biggity, boogity.
No single Motown artists were not finding each other in the streets and gunning each other down. That wasn't happening with jazz either.
That is untrue. I'm saying. I was just at Motown a couple weeks ago.
No, they were doing it for other reasons.
I went to Hitsville.
But they weren't calling each other out in the music. The music was all about love and, we're having a good time.
Well, it was harder to make music. I think you have to be on the radio.
Marvin Gaye is the one who ruined it. He's the one who ruined it. Pick up lines and picket signs. He started his whole, he made a big spectacle of himself, started a big fuss.
And then his father shot him.
Yeah, and then his father shot him. Look at that.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah, his father killed him.
Yeah.
But I was at Hitsville in Detroit a couple weeks ago. I'm going to tell you, not impressed.
No.
Okay.
Not Hicksville, impressed Detroit with Motown. For you?
Yeah. Not impressed.
All right. What a shitty category of music because Derek didn't like it. Motown what's sucks because Derek hates it.
It's like the
Hitsville,
Motown.
That's Motown Studio. Nah, it was actually beautiful. It was great to walk around and see all the shit Berry Gordy did and all that.
Mm.
All
right.
What was your favorite boogity woogity song?
I don't know. I'd be lying if I told you.
It's LMFAO. That's Barry Gordy's legacy.
Oh, that's his son.
LMFAO, yeah. Red Fu.
We're going to take another call.
I like Boys
Red
to Men.
Red Fu and his cousin, DJ Khaled.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey. You are on the Bathhouse. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, wow. This is my first time calling. I can't believe I
Love
got through.
Love a good first time
caller. Long time listener, first time caller.
That's what you want. I'm telling you, if you're watching
Short time listener.
Short time listener.
Welcome,
caller.
Brother.
Welcome to the fold.
Yeah, I heard you on the fifth column.
Weird. Okay, yeah. I did this podcast, the fifth column, which I didn't know that much about, but apparently really big podcast.
You're always doing some weird shit, man.
Yeah.
You really are.
The fifth column. That sounds like a Tucker Carlson secret society.
He's into some wild shit, man.
Fifth element.
Fifth column.
What am I into?
Danny, you're weird. Come on,
like,
man.
What?
You got this is why you got kicked off of Instagram, because of the shit you're fucking into,
octopus.
Bro. Yeah.
This is the eyes. I'm in the he's on one of the tentacles.
I am one of the tentacles.
He's one of the tentacles.
Anyways, what's up, caller? How's it going?
Not much. I just decided to call in.
Yeah. I mean,
I had nothing going on.
How was your 2023? Was it a good year?
It's been pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Got a new job.
What do you do for work?
We're doing
bro?
Crowd work yeah, now from the it. Fucking hey, podcast.
How long have you been dating?
Any of you clip this, I'll kill you. If I see this on your fucking Instagram, I'll kill all of you.
We can't ask people where they're from. That's
we can't.
That's Lev's joke.
No, see, no, no. You
can see what they do for work. He just said he got a new job. He's like, I just got a new job, and you're like, oh, what's your favorite color?
The funniest thing you do is hang up right there.
Yeah, I mean, and you can. That's it's on the table for you, but. Usually when I ask questions is how I find out all the bad stuff. That's
I know.
That's what we're fishing for.
We're going to get into wild shit. I was just messing about.
We're just trying to get into
Dude, I think this water is making me sick. I'm not sure if it's the three beers.
Because you're drinking the beer.
I'm telling you, this is like an Italian like shower.
It's very Italian.
It's weird. Could we get some more?
Yeah.
You guys like it? You
actually like it? Something about it I like. It's so weird. Unless you don't want to open it. But
I mean, I like Fireball whiskey, so I get it.
Oh, it explodes?
It's going to explode.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had this water cooler, Vichy Catalan? You ever been to Spain?
It is salty.
No, I've never had that.
You got to get some, dude.
I've never even heard of that.
It's filtered through us.
Are you saying it's water?
It's filtered through the boots of the Civil War in Spain.
It's something crazy going on with this shit.
That's good right. stuff. If you told me this came out the fountain at Bryant Park, I would
Which
believe
side,
it.
He said?
Franco or Franco? The other one?
Yes.
What's the other side? Prussian?
Which side of the war?
I don't know, man. Somebody
this guy's
just,
smart.
Somebody
I don't
just,
like when these fucking nerds call in.
He just gave it to me at a fucking restaurant. Bro.
Too smart. Yeah. See, this guy does. This guy listens to a smart person.
He's
podcast.
A smart guy. Yeah.
No, that's a smart person podcast.
The fifth caller.
Fifth column.
I never heard of that.
It's gonna explode.
No, I think here. You want me to do it? I'll
do
it.
Yeah, I don't want to explode.
Just,
all
just
in my
tap
face.
The lid.
They'll never let me go. So, are you having a good? Are you have exciting 2024 coming up?
Yeah, probably not exciting. Probably just nice and calm.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Philly.
Philly? All right.
Oh, man.
So, crossing fingers that it's quiet and normal and not on fire.
Philly has that citywide special, right? You know what I'm talking about? The bar special where you get
a
tall
absolutely.
Boy and a shot for like $8, any bar in the city.
How does every bar have the same special?
It's just a thing. It's
like
a citywide special.
Everyone in the city just decided. That's like
because everybody in Philly has the same drinking problem.
Yeah, but that's a crazy level of cooperation where that's not mandated by the city.
It's not even that. When you go to the one thing I remember about Philly is like when I went there, all the good bars were just like. They look like houses, and they were all just one person's name, like Barb's or Joe's or Anthony. Like there was never like a like,
they
a, like
are
a,
houses.
There was never
yeah.
like a Twin Peaks or anything.
I've seen one called Fags. right next to it was another one called Juice. It was a juice bar.
Trying to get me demonetized? You don't know the problems I've had on this channel?
Are you trying to get me demonetized?
Do you not understand the censorship issues that I've been dealing with as a comedian in 2023? It's been a tough year for me. Another channel got...
You know what's a good place to eat? Lev's. Damn, that one bombed. All right. We're moving on.
I mean, that's...
You're not... Dude, demonetized?
Yeah. Demonetized. Yeah. All right, caller. Well, anything? You have any advice? Sometimes this is an advice show.
This is an alt-right podcast.
This is not
an conservative-leaning, hardcore Republican
Trudeau.
I don't even know who that is.
The most Indian candidate
in 2015.
You've ever had.
The only Democrats we support, Rob Ford. He's an American hero, even though he's from Canada.
Dude, they just announced in Toronto. First off, they're naming a football stadium after Rob Ford.
Yes!
Which is
that the crack
mayor? That's hilarious.
This is what we need in this country.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Is crack an epidemic in Canada, or is it not?
Is it an epidemic in Canada?
An epidemic
it's like anywhere.
The mayor of Toronto started
smoking. No, it's not an epidemic.
Okay.
It's like
a couple,
it's around.
Couple folks.
No, fentanyl's the epidemic.
Yo, what's good? Checking in with you. How you doing?
This is good.
Hello?
Welcome to Jamal's podcast, man.
All right, this one's for me.
This one's for,
this is one.
This is Raj's. Raj, go.
This is the alt right portion. I just
heard the hard L. All right, did that die?
It's Yakshua.
Yakshua?
He's Borat.
Yeah, I'm from Ghana.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
How's it going, brother? Nigeria has better jollof rice, just so you know, but all right.
I just arrived at the Phoenix airport, and I'm flying to New York. I wanted to come see the show.
You want to come see the bathhouse? I don't think you're going to make it. I don't think you're going to make it in time, but why are you coming to New York?
Well, I just got a free plane ticket across the border.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, he's
get out.
They're flying everybody to New York right now.
Why?
They're flying all the people from Ghana to New York?
People from
Ghana are coming?
All these people are coming across the southern border right now into Texas, and they're now, because they were busing them, and now they're flying them.
But why are they coming?
Because Uber America, Eats the greatest needs delivery drivers.
The greatest country in the world.
Immigrants are fast on bikes.
That's great. I mean, it's the greatest nation in the world. You guys don't know that?
You gotta be kidding me.
Me and him know that.
Yeah.
Because we're not from here, and we know that this is
the number of people, the number of New Yorkers I know that had never been to the Statue of Liberty and lived here like 20 plus years.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do that shit when you live here. You don't go to Cats. You don't go to Statue of Liberty.
I actually kind of do want to go to Cats. I still haven't been, but
of course you do.
You wouldn't go? You've never been?
I went once, and it's stupid.
Yeah. Look at, he's telling everybody the shit they shouldn't do that he did.
Advice.
You're like one of those comedians who's
like,
I was allowed to be racist my whole career.
He's like, fucking New York, you ride the subway, piece of shit.
No, the subway you got to do. You got to get robbed if you come here. I get it, though.
Like Indians don't go to the Taj Mahal. We're too busy riding elephants to work and shit.
Have you been to the...
I actually have been to the Taj Mahal.
That looks sick. I love the Taj Mahal.
It's pretty cool.
I would love to shoot a Statue of Liberty.
Dude, what?
Google it.
Dude, it's really...
I'm new to this country.
Take the Staten Island Ferry.
Dude.
Right past it.
It's a fucking gift from France, bro. Like, come on, man.
What's wrong with you? What, you don't like the Statue of Liberty?
Bro? I don't like France, bro.
Yeah, France is... I mean, Paris is...
I saw the
city.
Statue of Liberty. It's a fucking...
And you grew up around those fucks.
Whatever.
Different type of France.
In Montreal.
I didn't feel a thing when I saw the Statue of Liberty.
Why do Americans
usually you
like
see
the French?
Something and you're like, wow, that's
Nobody
amazing.
Nobody likes the French.
Yeah. French is it? Yeah, French.
Yeah,
are
I guess not.
Yeah, nobody likes the French. There's something about them. Like, no, that they're good at war.
I want to talk to somebody from Colorado. I want to know how they feel about Donald Trump not being able to run. That's what I want to know. That's the big
problem. Well, we have a mayor. I don't know if Mayor Aaron Lamb is listening right now, but Mayor Aaron Lamb of Keensburg, Colorado.
Who was a hard-nosed libertarian.
He's one of the only libertarian mayors in all of America, and he listens to the show and calls in sometimes.
Is Lauren Boebert from
I was just
Colorado?
Hanging out with her, actually. Her and George Santos, two weekends ago.
Fucking wow. This guy, like he's into some shit, right?
What do you mean?
You're into some shit, dude.
he's the eighth octopus.
He's getting fucking... He's getting
fifth column, eighth octopus. If he was Russian, it would be political.
We tried to get George Santos on our podcast, and he wanted five grand.
I'm sitting center ice with him at the fucking hockey games. This guy's into some weird
hockey.
He's eating
Canadian
prime.
Activities.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
What's up? Thank you for calling the bathhouse.
Thank you for having me. I just wanted to talk to Danny.
Yeah.
Polish Chuck.
Is this Dan Geary?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to express some of my feelings about the end of this year. It's been a little bit troublesome for me. Okay. Danny, he hosted a friend of mine, Adam Green.
Yeah.
And he's been accused of being an anti-Semite, and I've had a hard time coping because my grandmother passed away recently.
Oh, no.
Recently. She's Polish.
I'm sorry to hear
that. Turns out she was Jewish.
Oh, no.
And so I recently found out I was Jewish.
Uh-oh.
So I had to break up with my wife for being a Jew lover.
I knew that was coming. He's got to run a bit now.
Yeah.
You saw that coming?
That's the Clayton business.
There's some truth behind that. And no, we're not anti-Semite.
Well, how much truth is there? You didn't break up with your wife. Right. Are you friends with Adam Green?
There's a lot of truth behind that, actually.
Oh, you got divorced this year?
No, but my grandmother did die.
Oh,
I'm sorry. And it turns out that there is this whole Jewish conspiracy theory that she may be Jewish,
There's a conspiracy theory that your deceased grandmother might be Jewish?
Yeah. I mean, you could figure it out. Well, is it your mom's mom or your dad? Your mom's mom or your dad's mom?
It's from my mother's side, actually.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's how it spreads. That's how it spreads.
They spread through the mother, side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a wild,
I'm not that
wild
brutal,
Jew fire.
Like a fungus. Yeah.
Like so,
raised your suspicions? What I want to know what raised the suspicions of the of her being Jewish.
Oh my god, dude, I'm too brown for these jokes. Like,
that was a serious
question. I used to be an anti-Semite just because I look at people too long.
Well, the Indians love the Jews.
Are Jewish Jews?
Yo, let him answer the question. How did you? What were your suspicions?
Shut the fuck up.
You're about to get hung up on, bro.
There were no suspicions. I don't. I'm not frugal with my money. I am not. I'm not pushing for Anne Frank to be taught in our kindergarten schools. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is really. It came out of left field.
Okay. So how does it feel?
I'm blonde hair, and I.
I have blonde hair.
Well, now
you have blonde hair.
There's lots of them. I have I have red hair too.
They have all kinds.
They come in every shape and size.
Yeah, Jews come in all shapes and sizes. They shapeshift also. Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
Scariest part about Jews.
The Jews are shifty.
Scariest part about Jews is you never know when they're around.
Danny turns into a raccoon.
Fuck off.
Shifty little Jews, man.
Fucking bastard.
And he goes through the garbage and gets your credit card numbers.
Credit card numbers.
So I want to thank Danny for being one of us and for being funny and for
I'm one of you now.
And for letting
solidarity.
I'm one of the good ones.
Well, at least you're not afraid to have people like Adam on.
No, I had Adam on, and it's funny. My mom even liked that episode, and she's like, because everybody's like, he's an anti-Semite, and then. He doesn't even really talk about that stuff anymore. He's just like all about the Bible and all this stuff. And then, but he was all off of the Jew parts of the Bible.
What
and
part of the Bible?
This guy's like loves the Bible.
We call out Christians for like being like psyoped by Jews and the Islam people as well. So that's not, so we lost a lot of people. Just if we don't have the Jews or the Christians or the Islam people, all we're left with is like, yes. The Hindus and the Buddhists, I guess.
Yeah, PC.
Well, I guess Derek or atheists about and, what he was saying about me.
And the,
I guess you got a point, Derek, about what you were just saying about me.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, this is the thing. People, I'm usually right. That's the thing.
What's the Chinese religion? They've got to have the
Buddhism.
Most.
Buddhism.
Really? Yeah. They're mostly Buddhist?
They have,
a lot of them don't have any Taoism, religion, actually.
Taoism.
Shintoism.
No, that's Japanese.
Oh, they just like worship the... They worship their whoever it
was. Like it was Maoism for a while.
Who's
Maoism?
Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow. Well, who knows?
I don't know. All right, thanks, caller.
Get the Franco-Prussian guy back.
Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hi, I'm calling to talk about as a voter from Colorado.
Yes. All right. We got a. There you go. There you go. Asking ye shall receive. Go. Derek Drescher.
Derek, you have a very important question.
You're on with Derek Drescher.
Yeah, I just want to hear what you have to say, buddy.
What's going on in the city of Colorado? Are you in Lauren Bobich's district?
No, I'm actually just passing through. I just crossed the border. I'm Ghanese, and I'm...
Again? Same guy?
I knew that was fucking
funny. Yeah, that was horse shit.
Also, it's Ghanaian, but close.
Ghanaian.
Ghanese.
I think Ghanese? He's mixing that with Guyanese.
Guyanese.
Yeah. I'm Ghanaian.
All right.
Super Saiyan.
He got us. Hello.
What up, Mono? Well,
hello.
This is Icon Buckets.
Oh, what's up, Icon Buckets?
Oh, he's, what's he's up, one dude?
Of the, that's guys, his, guys that's his, no black jokes.
Shut up.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm out of material then. I guess I'll hang up.
What's up, dude?
Hey, that Crossing Streams the other night was fucking epic.
Man, that was one of the funniest things.
Real Steven German.
Oh my
dude, how
God.
Many podcasts do you have? Crossing Streams
is not a podcast. So, if anybody missed it the other night, I do these live streams. just from my house, like I'm not in the studio, where I watch like zero view live streams.
Twitches.
Because there's so many people who are live streaming.
Danny,
so
this is strange behavior.
No, Danny, this is weird, dude.
He didn't even finish. He was like, and I jerk off to them.
No, dude, there was a guy.
He showed me some weird shit he was doing, dude.
In a cat-made outfit.
Dude, tell him how funny that shit was.
Bro, he shows me. He goes, dude, check this out.
We got him doing sock puppets, making out with sock puppets and this shit. Guy was, all I knew this guy dirty was sitting, sock, too, dude, with a hole in him.
This guy was sitting by himself, okay?
Dressed as a French maid.
Dude.
And then we're like, yo, can you... We go, what kind of comedy do you like? And he's like, I like Jeff Dunham. That's my favorite comedian. And
perfect.
Then go, and then we're like, can you take off your sock and do sock puppets? And do sock puppets, and he takes off his dirty sock, and then he's doing these sock puppets, and he's like making out with the sock and stuff.
Oh my god, dude!
It was the funniest.
Yo,
you should have said you were Mr. Beast.
The funny thing was how overwhelmed with joy he was getting. For the money you were giving him, but you gave him money.
You were tipping him.
I was like, how much you want for the?
This
sock?
Is why people still do this.
Yeah,
shit.
Hey, Danny, you
it was
doing
like
that?
$2 at a time. It you're, wasn't anything.
But you're like being a John.
I don't care. Yeah. It was hilarious.
And you're hiding it under the mask of comedy.
Did you ever see
that guy who he dresses like he's got like he's a bigger dude and he's fat, but he's got like you'd think he had like nice tits, and he like cuts his face off from
I've looked in a mirror before.
And he flirts with the dudes in the live stream, and then the guy's like, show me your tits. Shit. And then he like puts his face, got a full beard, and the guy's like, fuck you, dude.
That's Omegle.
Yes, I get the fascination because I don't know if this is
the same like macabre genre, but like I really like cringe videos.
Yeah,
and I'll send them around.
No, this is that.
It's amazing. If you like
cringe videos, the last one was perfect.
This was the cringiest thing you could ever imagine. Like he's
and you
singing,
manufactured it.
No, he's singing, and then, so the thing is like we start tipping him, but like he probably has never had. At some point, the most people were watching was maybe eight viewers, and he was like, beyond himself. How
and we were
he
sick
was.
Of him.
He couldn't believe it. And we were all of them, yeah. And then we started tipping him, and he's like, he couldn't believe it. Like, nobody's ever this, like...
The man was a sexual deviant.
100%.
He was just random presence.
Yeah, if I wasn't poor, I would have put some more requests in there.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. Do you think he's got an OnlyFans?
No, he looks like me.
Doesn't matter.
No,
bro.
This guy's
dude,
not.
He
no,
doesn't
the dude looks like me.
He doesn't have an OnlyFans.
He looks like me.
His Discord is only furry porn.
Yeah.
There's a market for everything, bro. There's a market
dude,
for
it
everything.
It is the fucking weirdest shit.
Dude.
I couldn't even believe it because we had been looking, because I just go try and find
Danny,
these streams
all
you night.
You can be found guilty of.
Of doing what?
Of. Partaking.
That was the one thing where we're like, is this guy something wrong with him?
No,
like,
dude, you're partaking in homosexual activity.
No,
100%.
You're partaking in a fetish.
This guy is not slow.
You're partaking in a fetish.
He had a weird speech
impediment,
but he wasn't slow.
This story is getting better and better. Now he has a speech impediment.
This is how the guy sounded. He was like, hey, Danny, thank you.
He's starting to go down.
Oh, my God.
Danny's like, anticipated.
He's like, wuv, two wuv.
Oh, you have screenshots of this?
That is kind of how he talks. Hold on.
He's like, this is how we,
pull up that short, you'll see exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah, now
oh,
I gotta see this.
Oh my, wow. All right.
Shut the fuck up.
Alright.
Get out. He does look like you. Dude.
That was the best part.
That's a lot to deal with.
Hilarious, dude.
Let me
play this
one more time. No. No, God.
Yeah. The curtain above the blinds is 100% his mother's house.
Dude, this is insane.
Yeah, it took him an hour to roll one present, or to wrap a present.
And you watch this for how long did you watch this
for? He didn't just watch him.
An hour.
Oh,
my God.
He was interacting with him.
And he paid him.
Yes.
Yeah, we paid him.
Dude, the cops are coming here.
You're found guilty of homosexual activities.
The cops are going to come here.
I'm telling you, I haven't laughed this hard from anything in so long. It was insane how funny it was.
Hilarious, dude.
It was amazing. Yeah, anyway.
All right, Danny. Y'all have a good night, brother.
Yeah.
That was a fun call.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Thanks for calling the
bathhouse.
Yo!
Yo! Yo! All right. I want to ask. I have a very, very, very simple question. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What do you think about the black people in America that are still supporting BLM?
I don't know.
Who wants to go
Derek,
first?
Take this one.
I think.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
I think the wool has been pulled over their eyes. I mean, dude, if they don't know by now, if and not just black people, but just everybody does not know by now that like that organization, that so-called nonprofit organization, was just robbed like all the donations that they received. Like they're idiots. The proof is in the pudding. They made a fucking great documentary about it. It was a fucking farce, and. They did nothing but cause problems.
Do you think it's similar to how Jews support Israel?
Excuse me?
What?
What did you just say to me?
I said, do you think it's similar to how
Where
Jews
did you see the documentary?
Thank you.
Where was
first
the documentary
all,
on?
First of all, the Jews.
The Jews.
I mean, Israel is a whole nother thing, dude. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Israel,
it
100% should exist. And I just want to say, at the end of the day, we're gonna win, and that's it.
Win what? What are we winning?
The hearts and minds of the world.
Yeah, yeah. You should get on one of these live streams that he watches and fucking just talk for an hour in a maid's dress.
All right. Yeah. No, but
that's what you should
do. Guys, last question. Last question, and then I'll get off. I'll get off this your guys' show. Do you guys love Jesse Lee Peterson?
Never heard of him.
You guys don't know Jesse Lee Peterson? Oh, he's funny, man.
Oh, my God. Who is the guy that said he never heard of Jesse Lee Peterson?
Derek Joshua.
Who is that guy?
Derek, you would love him.
Who is he?
He's like this podcaster, dude. He's just like a podcaster.
All right, I'll check him out tonight.
Check him out.
I'll look it up.
All right, later, man.
Do you have Indian guests on here ever, often?
Yeah. Of course, all the time.
Do people ever ask questions about, like, questions that they could ask?
They ask about, like,
they could never ask a normal Indian on the street, but they can ask.
They ask about.
I mean, you
mostly,
know what? Now that you're offering, if you're watching right now, fellas, if you want to ask an Indian a question,
but
we've got many Indian.
They mostly, ask about the sexual assault.
How the fuck would we know what Indian questions that are like the ones that they would ask you, and not just us?
I mean, they're
us.
Common questions. You know what I mean? It's
like oh, the caste system
is deodorant not a thing. I know.
I'm more curious about the caste system.
I know the foundation of where
can you guys.
Not a thing.
Can you guys really float? Shit like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Only on trial by fire.
Marry out of caste?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, that's
I grew up with two Indian families in my building.
You have two things. You have a caste, and then you kind of have like a clan that you belong to or a family. Yeah. You should marry within your caste, which is like your rank.
Yeah.
But you don't marry within your same family.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
I got simple. Yeah. Like, what's the red dot all about?
Danny's in a clan too.
The red dot is like a ring. It's like a you know
it's
how a woman
ring.
Here wears a
is
ring.
It a tattoo?
No. It's like a sticker.
It's like a sticker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. I've been lied to my whole life.
Well, back in the day, it was like vermilion powder is what it is, and the women would wear a gold necklace.
Vermilion.
And here it's like rings for people. That's basically the same thing.
And men don't wear the red dot.
Man, what a way to save money.
Yo, I've seen an Indian Indian
girl's
wedding
like, can
once.
I get a ring? You're like, I can give you some
I mean,
red
you would,
ink.
You would think so. But
I've seen an Indian wedding once. They had
simpler
an elephant.
Women. Simpler women does that.
In the hotel.
Here we got carrots.
They
brought
an elephant into the Marriott.
Like, they're like a week long.
Yeah.
Yeah, Indian weddings can get fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
So, like, Indian women, if they're getting married, like, if the dot is bigger, are they happier? Like, does it have, like, carrots and the dot?
How do you know when to stop making the dot?
You gotta marry a fat Indian.
Like, do people freehand them?
Yeah, like, it's you thumb them.
You
thumb your thumb in it, and you go like that. And that
here we thumb assholes.
It's a little different.
You do that here. It's a little bit different
culture. Kind of similar to, like, an Ash Wednesday.
So, wait, is that shit that happened in Indiana Jones true?
What, the monkey brains?
Kalima. Kalima.
Well, Kali is a real deity.
You betray Sheba.
But Sheba, like, Sheba is like a...
This fucking water is amazing.
Amazonian or African?
Oh, so they mixed it all up.
Yeah. And then the chilled monkey brain is like, where's the refrigeration, guys? It's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah. In a jungle.
Yeah. We're not going to chill
monkey
brains.
Remember that guy? That guy was hilarious.
My friend, when I was in China, told me that he heard that they, like, you can go to these, like, underground restaurants or whatever, where they will literally serve you live monkey brains, where, like, they, like, hold, basically, like, a monkey is, like, held down, and then it's, like, head is, like, come up to the, so there's, like, a hole in the table.
And you get mad at me for saying that.
I'm just telling you.
So it's the reverse of a massage table?
Yeah, so it's like it's a reverse, and then his head is like right here, and then
the
cut off
like,
the top of the head, and everybody's just like eating a live monkey brain.
I would be like, we're leaving right now.
Waiter,
I'm all, I'd be like, check, please.
Zero, zero stars.
And they're like, yeah, that'll be $24,000. Yeah. We're serving you I'm like, God,
do you guys have chicken fingers?
Jesus Christ, man.
Again, that's a rumor. I don't know if that's true. All right, let's take a call. Hello.
Ooh, baby.
Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Hello.
I say, yo. Hello. I say, yo, what's good?
How are you? Welcome to the bathhouse.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're on. Do you have a question? Do you need some advice? Do you have questions for an Indian?
I had to call in when you talked about monkey brains.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
What do you know?
What do you know about them?
Can you turn down your speakers, by the way, in the back?
Turn down your speaker.
I just shut them off. Thank you. Should be good now, right?
Yep.
You're welcome. No, monkey brains. No, getting back to monkey brains. Yeah. Freaking in high school, not even high school, maybe junior high. Do you remember the Face of the Death movie?
Yep.
The monkey brains scene where they put it in the little table and they close the chill on that. Dude, I was such a sick little kid. I thought that was cool as shit.
What did they do with the monkey?
It was hilarious.
What did they do?
Well, no. They beat the monkey's head up and they freaking ate his brains out, man. And like that. my dad caught, like, there was a video rental store. Like, we're talking VHS days, right? I was born in 76. So in the 80s, there was a VHS rental store, like, you know, right down from my house. I could go walk there and get rental tapes. Me and my buddies could watch videos.
Okay.
And freaking... Oh, yeah. Like that, the Ghoulies. Remember the Ghoulies? The freaking...
I do.
We basically
based on
cover art.
I remember the Ghoulies. That was like an 80s movie.
The little demon coming out of the toilet.
No, there was a movie called Ghoulies in the
80s. I don't remember.
Ghoulies, not Goonies.
G-H-O-U-L-I-E-S. It was an 80s movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's nothing greaseball.
I don't remember you being able to... Yo.
What?
This is the garbage I was watching when I was 12 years old.
I remember that movie.
Uncalled for, man.
I remember that movie.
Well, you saw like the fake executions and the freaking movie you saw the freaking monkey getting its head beat up.
There's a movie called Ghoulies, they were eating monkey brains.
And you know who produced that? A Little Hat.
A Jew.
Yeah.
Is that
what's a bad name for Indians?
This wasn't even a B movie, dude. This is a C movie.
I never heard of it.
It was very low quality.
Like, I never knew where Faces of Death came from.
Yeah, like, but it's not like it's not the original one that everyone was like watching and talking about. The Faces of Death one that you can rent now is like an edited version.
What do you rent now?
Or like
you I watched them all when I was a kid.
Yeah, like you,
exactly. No, but like the one that people got in like the 90s and stuff.
Do you think they've been cleansed?
No, I'm just like, did you have like to send...
I mean, first off, been cleaned up and
Twitter is Faces of Death right now. That's my whole Twitter feed is Faces of Death.
Ghoulies.
That's Ghoulies.
I feel like Derek's just over there like Googling like bad words for Indian.
Yeah, exactly.
Darky, Cooley, and Sammy. Those were the three big ones that we had.
Sammy?
Sammy, yeah. Because in the South...
By the way, fellas, I've watched you guys several times. I've never called in. My name is Joe. I'm from West Virginia. Nice to meet you guys.
Joe from West Virginia, man.
Nice to meet you.
In, pal. Appreciate it. We always
North Central West Virginia, in the heart of it.
The heart of it, dude.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joe. I'm going to hang up on you now.
Yo, he was about to get real with us, dude. We're like, all right, dude, fuck off.
Yeah, he's about to tell us about like how
Dan was like, all right. Dan was like, all right, go fuck your sister.
Fentanyl's like ravaged his town. And I was like, all right.
List of ethnic slurs and epithets by ethnicity. That's what I needed.
Here we go.
Do the Indian ones.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
You already know who it is. It's the big boss, Don Lefer.
What?
Oh, God. Lefer called in.
This is not Lev.
That's Lev.
This is Lev?
Yeah. What's up?
That's me. Listen, first of all, look, I know you're facing some demonetization, Danny, but I just want to say that guy that called in is a gigantic kike faggot.
Keep going, Lev.
Lev, I'm doing your podcast tomorrow.
First of all.
Lev, I'm doing your podcast tomorrow.
Derek's off the pot. I know, but Derek's off the pot. I'm giving him his walking paper.
Okay, well, I'm doing your podcast tomorrow, so tread wisely, pal.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna show up like fucking
Lev. We don't believe that guy, Lev.
Dude, I'm gonna show up like Bruce Willis and Die Hard with the fucking sandwich board.
I can't believe this guy. Yes. All right. We had 6-7 shows through the weekend. Some of them had 100 people. Some of them had fucking 20.
I know, but I said you were honest that there were
that many people. For him to call in and misrepresent in the way that he did. I wish this guy would have came up here after the show, dude. Would have went full Seagal on him, bro.
I knew he was gonna call.
Oh shit!
I knew.
Tony Scarboni.
This is unbelievable.
It's Tony Scarboni, by the way. Just, you know. Was there a dude at the Friday show who was like 6'8" or something? Kind of like weird 6'8" guy who you maybe talked to briefly? Because that would have been him.
I didn't see. First of all, I didn't see anybody over 5'3" my whole weekend in Canada.
Hey.
So I don't even think this guy
came.
I didn't think this guy was there.
He wasn't there. He wasn't there.
Maybe he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Awesome. That is so funny, dude.
No, but I just called in because I want you to get his number and send that to me.
I'll send it to you. I'll send you his account.
What do you? You can't talk to this guy. What are you going to say to him?
Fight in a parking lot.
I think you should give it to him.
No, well, I'm joking.
I'm not going to give you his number, but I'm going to give him your number.
Lev, 5 people are going to listen to this episode. Nobody's going to fucking.
Whoa.
I said it.
I don't give a shit. I'm just calling in to say what's up. Love you guys. Good show.
Nice, bro.
That was hilarious.
See you tomorrow.
That was the call of the fucking. That's the call of the century.
Century.
That's the call of the century. Lev Fur coming to bat for himself, ladies and gentlemen, after Tony Scarboni with a scathing review on the live Lev Fur show.
Right, all right. Chill out. Right. Hello.
How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up?
I thought that was Gio, but he's sitting right
so
here.
Yeah, so did I.
Yo, what's up, man?
He came out of fight. He's like he's pulling one out.
What's happening?
I could take things from this kind of dark turn.
Yep.
That the show's gone on.
Okay.
You guys are comedians, right?
Some of us are. Yeah.
I work in construction.
Tech support.
Yeah.
Data analytics, to be honest.
I thought of something that I've never heard anybody say, but I feel like everybody has thought it.
But are you pitching us a joke right now?
You know?
He's going to bounce the joke off.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not pitching. It's just literally something I thought of. You know, I'm a poet. I'm a philosopher. You know, when the October 7th happened,
yep.
And the paragliders came down to
the heroes
music festival?
Yeah. The heroic paragliders.
Okay.
And you get mad at me for saying, but come on. Self-hating Jew.
I wonder why you're demonetized.
The heroic.
Why does everybody keep saying
that?
The worst kind of Jew.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
Okay, wait. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Sorry.
So, being as respectful as possible, putting myself in their place, they're at a music festival. You know a lot of those people were tripping balls.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That is the thing that I find to be the greatest crime.
They've said that.
They ruined their trip while they're all fucked up. Like
that's probably the worst way to go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just imagine. Put yourself in their place. You're tripping balls and these fucking paragliders come down.
Animals.
That has to be fucking crazy, that's wild, you know?
I got arrested one time right after I took a pill of ecstasy, and it kicked in the paddy wagon.
Nice. You started sucking everybody's dick back then.
Yeah, fucking everybody.
That sucks. You don't sober up? Like, it doesn't sober you up? Like,
no.
Just, like, the situation?
No.
You're like, I need to put something in my mouth.
It makes it worse.
Like, you're higher?
You know, you're, like, fucking panicked.
Yeah. Right, I bet. Yeah.
I got arrested one time. I was getting arrested, and I took, like, 8 tabs of acid.
Jeez.
Yeah, right, fucking, that was a horrible week.
It's like a Run the Jewels
horrible
video.
Week, dude.
It's a horrible week.
What a rough week.
Like, he woke up Monday morning at 8 a.m., and he's like, all right, got to start my week.
Dude, I mean, Jesus Christ, that sucked.
But anyway, so what is your comment about the drug users? That was it?
That was the joke no one's ever thought of.
It wasn't a joke. I was thinking about
that
before it happened. I was like, dude, imagine we were all fucked up and somebody just came in here and raised hell.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think
that would suck
what,
even
what
not
throws
being
me about
up.
That whole situation is I've always thought of like you know, Hamas in this situation is being like a bunch of tribal dudes. Here, they've got paratroopers, which is fucking crazy. That's like that's like a man drop.
And you know what Hamas stands for? We've talked about it here on the show. We hungry and mad and shit. So all we got to do is just send
food,
some food over to them,
hungry
maybe a little
and mad and shit,
and water, and maybe some plumbing. Yeah, and then it'll straighten this whole thing out. It'll straighten itself out.
If we sent them American food, I think they would turn around and attack us. They'd be like, "We actually have better food than you guys." Yeah, have.
They stole their food from the Jews.
You know, there's actually a thing right now where a lot of the migrants in New York are complaining because they're all from like Africa and like Central America and stuff, and they're like, "The food here is trash."
Well, like, then leave. Surprise. Well, then fucking go home.
Like, they're not liking the super like high calorie, super processed food. They're like, let's get some real food.
And real food.
Go home and eat your leaves.
They just want some lentils. All this, that's all they want is some
go
beans.
Your banana leaves.
I just want to say one more thing and then I'll go.
Yeah.
I'm tripping balls. I won't even answer the fucking phone, right?
Right.
You know, because it might be somebody died or something like that. And these people were tripping. Anyway, all right.
Yeah.
I like it. I like where your head's at, bud.
I don't think it was an option to just seal the dome in.
I didn't know that you could just bomb over the telephone. That dude was fucking bombing.
Yeah. I felt there was a point where
I was like, where's
he's trying to pitch us a joke.
Do women ever call this show, or is it just
overconfident? It's just once really in a while, we get a dumb bitch that calls.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's why they don't call. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm way more inviting to women, but then he comes on.
A stupid whore who figured out how to use her phone.
I'm trying to be monetized. Hello.
Guys, Derek's mom's on.
Hey, Danny, I know I did not hear... I know this is a comedy show, but I feel like you should have an obligation to give up those numbers of the people who said they're first Guyanese across the border. Like, it's getting out of hand. I'm calling from Texas, man. Like,
Texas,
dang,
hey,
cool.
Yo, I was just in Orange, Texas. Beautiful place.
Oh yeah, with you and Kate, man. Yep. Yeah, y'all, great show. I saw you in Cap City, man.
You were there. Would you? Would you come? Would you come Friday night? Please come on Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
How many people were at that show?
It was sold out, baby.
12.
There you go.
60. 60 people.
60 people. But
it's a small room at Cap City.
And you were making fun of Lev.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah, but
Derek.
I sold my room out.
Is the camera?
We could sell out this room. Fucking fit 12 people here.
Was the camera? What is it, Derek? The camera, it doesn't do justice for your lady. Like,
well, you think she's prettier in person?
Yeah, man, you snagged yourself one hell of a tail.
She's all right. She gets on my fucking nerves.
How is this? Every caller is just a guy that came right out of the radio and straight to this.
Yeah, this is a radio show. That's why.
No, I mean, sorry. Fuck. No, came straight to this show. We're all drunk.
Good thing you didn't get another beer.
In all seriousness, bro, I really appreciate the support. Thanks for coming out to the show, man. Yeah. Means a lot.
Thanks for calling and stroking Derek's ego.
No, this guy is a great music guy.
This is the guy who actually got me the channel demonetized.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
He called in. Yeah, you called in and you said rest in peace to a certain
This guy is a truth speaker.
No, I like this guy. It was
Teddy K.
But it was actually my fault because what actually happened is I got a defamation notice from the World Economic Forum like 5 days before, and then it was only a matter of time at that point.
I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
I'm not kidding.
The World Economic Forum
gave me a defamation notice on my YouTube channel.
Yeah,
and then
amazing.
And then 5 days later, I got a strike and demonetized.
All right, Capital Six. Let's go.
Could have been anything. I don't actually blame them.
I mean, I just wanted to ask about Ottawa.
Ottawa.
I had a question about Ottawa.
Ottawa, Ontario, the nation's capital.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, before that, first of all, the French maid, I don't know if you know, that was Paco. You got played. So.
Paco from Gas.
If that was Paco, good for him, man. Yeah. That was...
Now, this caller right here, this guy right here is one of the... best pundits on the show. He's bright. Don't let the fucking accent fool you.
Yeah.
He's well versed in many things.
Yeah. Nobody here is saying he's stupid.
I'm letting him know.
He went to your show.
I'm an immigrant.
He's from Russia.
He's got Guyanese.
Guyanese.
Derek's like, yo.
All right.
Yeah, so the thing about Ottawa.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. So the thing about Ottawa is there's a thing called the Ottawa Treaty. I think it was signed somewhere in the 90s, but it is an agreement by most of the nations around the world. The only people, it was about to agree to not use anti-personnel landmines. Not anti-tank landmines, but just like landmines for humans.
Yeah.
The only people who did, the only countries who did not sign were Russia, China, America, and I think maybe like India.
Okay.
And Israel. But
well, why would we,
way to go,
why would we sign a treaty for a product that we built?
He's got a point, man.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I always said, fuck building a wall. Make the border 300 yards of a landmine and just have signs in different languages that says, hey, this is a landmine. This is my field. Like,
yeah, just
don't walk across just here if you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, but then they're going to start sending animals across to, like, you know. And then
No. But the solution for that is, because they did that in World War One with pigs,
Canadians.
Is you just have a tower with snipers up there, like shooters. Not even snipers, just.
Yeah, but what if you paraglide in at night?
Oh, yeah, what if you paraglide in?
Right over every mine.
Of course.
At night.
Now we're going to see, that's when we get the Jews to give our money back. We need to take their Iron Dome system.
Yes.
The Iron Dome? No, shoot down the paraglider.
Why won't the Jews money back?
I couldn't believe the video I saw. These guys are in fucking camouflage tracksuits on fucking hang gliders with fucking M249s, man.
What do you think they're going to use?
I don't fucking know. They're making a big spectacle of themselves. It was ridiculous.
All right. Well, that's where your issue was? It was the spectacle they made of themselves?
It's the wardrobe?
Yeah. How dare them not be dressed for this occasion?
What a spectacle they made of themselves.
Gio, what are them, the masks that the kids wear now that they're outlawing?
Shiesties.
Yeah, poo shiesty masks.
What's the poo part of
that? Hey, do you know about this? That's his name. His name's Poo Shiesty.
Oh, Poo Shiesty.
Hey, buddy, do you know about Poo Shiesty? These masks that they're banning in certain cities?
The dispensary by my house doesn't allow them.
It's a ski mask.
Now, some people are saying that it's racist.
It's a ski
mask. In Philadelphia,
it's a ski mask that only you're just your
absolutely
eyes.
Absolutely not.
It looks like a baklava.
No.
Baklava.
It is. See, the thing is, COVID is that China flu is over. So you have no excuse to wear a mask for the flu because all I say to you is take that mask off and go. And go to the pharmacy and go
get
that
a job,
needle
right?
That has. Yeah, go, or, you know, like, you have no purpose to wear a mask in public.
Right.
Well, it's cold
you're
outside, though.
No good.
They had a thing in Quebec, actually.
What has happened? Oh, what has happened to you?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm playing the other side of it. Like, 10 years ago in Quebec, they banned because they wanted to have an anti-Muslim thing. And so they're like, we're banning.
And what's wrong with that?
They have no place
to wear. Covering your face, like, you know how cold it gets in some places in Quebec?
Well, yeah, very but cold. Dude, the thing is, these kids have been wearing these things in the summer, and me personally, when I see somebody wearing one of those, it sends my anxiety right. Like I get
fucking.
Yeah,
regardless of race,
it's called a guilty conscience. Yeah.
No.
Did he just say regardless of race?
No, I said that. I said
that's
anybody
fucking
wearing
Danny trying to smooth out.
No,
I thought Derek said that. I was like,
oh yeah, when you see white people wearing those, everyone's like, oh, he's a groundskeeper. You see a brown guy wearing that, it's like, oh shit, that's an issue.
A ski appointment at 2.
It just looks.
Shit.
There you go. That's it. That's the fucking. Thanks for calling, buddy. We appreciate you, man. We love you. That guy's the fucking best.
Yeah, he's
you
the best.
Love him.
He's a great caller.
I thought he was just nice.
No.
He was just nice?
He was nice.
He knows his shit.
In Philly, though, they did make it illegal for those shiesty masks. And then
it's ridiculous, man. Why you got to wear that?
I think it's just the fashion.
No, dude, it's
the
stupid.
The problem is it's the fashion for some people. Some people do it because it's fashionable. Some people do it to cover their face when they're doing crimes.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm sick of this, all right? I'm sick of.
Why don't you run for Congress?
I would probably win.
Dude, you could have taken George Santos' seat.
Where's he from?
Nassau.
Oh, really? Long Island?
Yeah, that was his.
I might run.
You'd be a good congressman. Hello?
You're such an asshole.
You would. Why not? Dude, I hung out with some of them. They're fucking retards. Hello?
Yo. I had a quick add-on for the Israeli music festival I got set up.
Okay.
It was an EDM festival, but it wasn't like house music or anything like that. It's a very small subset of trance music called psytrance.
Yes, yep.
Psytrance.
Yeah.
And it's like trance on fucking with the levels turned up to like 10 or 11. It is like, I listen to a lot of music. I cannot stomach that shit for more than like 30 seconds. The only reason I know about it was because one of my exes, dated like one of the big psytrance DJs. And so these people weren't like, you know, on like a hit of ecstasy or anything. They were on like tabs of acid.
Oh, for sure.
Like five or six. Yeah,
they were tripping hard.
Yeah, like, and these guys, these aren't like Coachella people. These are people who travel the world just to listen to psytrance, and it's like its own little, you know, hippie cult. It's fucking, like, I've been to a couple shows just out in the desert in like the Mojave and shit.
So it wasn't all Jews then?
No, this is a bunch of, I mean, there was a bunch of Jews there. I mean, psytrance is way more popular in Europe than it is in America. But funny to think about
there's
that
some French there.
The horrible music hearing. They were listening to.
What's it called? Psytrance?
Psychedelic trance.
Oh, psychedelic
psytrance.
Yeah, psychedelic trance.
Gotcha. Dude, can't you say the
psytrance, bro.
Okay. All right, well.
But yeah,
it makes me happier that it wasn't all Jews.
Yeah.
Good. As long as Derek's happy.
Yeah, well, as long as Derek's happy, then
that's all that matters.
All right. Cool, man.
Thanks, ready to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up. All right. That's been the show, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Sorry we started so late this week, but we'll be back next week. Guys, give all your plugs. Where can people find
you? Listen to On the Gate Podcast. Follow Derek Drescher on Instagram. And go see Left Fur Live, everybody.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brandon. You
got it. I'll be at Helium Comedy Club on the 27th in Buffalo, New York. And then,
come out to that if you're in the Buffalo area.
Yeah, if you're in the Buffalo area, come on out.
Niagara Falls, Ontario. Or 27th, Ontario.
Yeah, Toronto. Come
Welland,
on down.
Ontario.
Yeah.
Don't go to any of those.
8 p.m. show on the 27th, home for the holiday show. Bunch of Buffalo comics that have moved to New York and all over the world.
And they need to fucking stay in Buffalo this time. Don't come back.
Derek just be hijacking life.
I know, man. I've got one. If you're in New York City, tomorrow night, Spicy Moon Bowery at 8 p.m. It's a little like a speakeasy show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. And then Saturday, White Eagle Hall, Jersey City. And you can follow me at Raj Does Comedy. After that, I'm going to India. Might not make it back in. So,
okay. All right.
We'll see.
Do you guys want to take one more call?
Yeah, let's do it.
It better be good.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if we got through this person, but this person was calling. Hello. All right. Last call of the night. Who are we speaking with?
Hey. This is Robin. Am I on?
Yep. You are on. You are the last call of the night on the Bathhouse. Go ahead, please.
That is awesome. Hey, so I'm actually located here in El Paso, and a bunch of your callers keep talking about the crossing. That shit is pretty ridiculous here. There's about 1,000 personnel migrant camp less than a mile from my house. I could walk to the damn thing. So it's pretty ridiculous. I do have a piece of advice that I'd like to get from you guys.
Okay.
But second thing, hey, the guy that talked about the landmines, one, I'm in the Army. So landmines, yeah, we use them. They're all persistent. That we use on the DMZ in Korea, which is why we never signed that anti-personnel mine thing. Yep.
Are you an engineer?
That's the only place we use them.
Are you a 12B?
Yeah.
You are? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm 12 series. Cool. Hey, anyways, but the new stuff we have out now is like, it's smart mines. They can self-destruct. So a lot of the hippies that say, like, you can't put out a mine, blah, blah, blah.
You can also program them. You can also program them. But you could program them to be like Jew, right? You just type it.
Dude, can you let the professional speak for a little while? And he had to fucking come in there with a Jew joke.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, well-timed on that one. There's certain things you can program for it to detect certain vibrations so it can detect what vehicle's coming up to
like
it.
Hip-hop, like rap music. Rap music and
too much change in your pocket.
EDM, you know, crap like that.
It's like the change vibrating in pockets.
Whenever it's, you can program it to when it's like ding a 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 ding, it goes off.
We already know we'd be gliding over this shit.
Head bobbing.
See, bro, this is, you see, the people that call here are great people. They're smart people. Okay. They're working class people. He's a fucking American hero right here.
No one said anything negative about him.
Well, I wouldn't say they're all smart people. however, I probably lump myself in that category of the stupid people. Danny, I watch you for like an hour, pay that German dude like, $10 or whatever for him to dress as a cat.
Yeah,
maid.
You're definitely dumber for that.
Not just a maid,
that was my favorite story of the day.
Cat, yeah. I mean, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, so what are you saying with the mines?
Yeah. Gentlemen, here's my question for you for the Collective Brain Trust. Got a divorce like a year ago, so best financial decision I've had in a while. But getting back in the dating market,
right?
All the women are, you know, they got a kid in tow.
Right.
Do I lower my standard for the kid in tow woman, or like keep pulling out for the one without one?
Do you have your own kids?
Oh man, I thought we were talking about connecting landmines to this.
Wait, I mean,
how old are you?
Landmines?
Well, bro, this is the thing. This is how you get rid of the kid with one of them fucking landmines.
That's what I thought he was going with it.
KID.
Wait, so how old are you? How old are you now?
We're not putting kids on landmines. Mid-30s,
and what's your, like, roughly, like, are you well off money-wise?
Yeah, I own a couple houses.
Okay,
that I rent out.
So then the rule is the youngest you can date is half your age plus 7, and that comes from the Nation of Islam, so it's foolproof. So if you're mid-30s, you're 35, you could date as young as 24, you'll be fine.
If you're mid-30s,
that's the rule, half your age plus 7?
If you're mid-30s,
I thought as if there was grass on the field, play ball.
No. If you're mid-30s and you're a multiple homeowner, you could easily date a girl 10 years younger than you. Most of them don't have kids.
But is it like a home or like one of those homes where like the cartel from Sicario was hiding bodies?
It's real estate.
You said you're in El Paso.
No, I don't own all my homes in Texas because I moved around to do the military. I own them in multiple different states.
There you go.
And I make a profit on
each. He's got homes in different area codes.
Yeah,
folks.
You know what? No, I think you're good. Yeah, I think you hold it.
Here's the thing. If you didn't capitalize on low mortgage rates, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So... Not my fault.
There you go. I think you don't. You can have whatever you want. If you don't want to have a stepkid, then don't have a stepkid.
Yeah. Odds are good. You're an engineer. You got property. You know, you're mid-30s, so you're virile, I guess. You know?
Andre Kim, everybody. Yeah. Right on time. We have 1 minute left, and he has got to come. You're standing in the shot. What are you looking for? Did someone steal something from you?
I was looking for something I might have left.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Andre Kim, everybody. All right. Well, we're going to let you go. Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. That's been the show, everybody. Andre Kim, everybody. Can't find what he's looking for. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover. We will be back next Wednesday for the final Bathhouse of 2023. I can't wait. Thanks very much, everybody. Have a lovely evening. Oh, yeah. Good night.
This is what happens when you do drugs.